الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Praise be to Allah abundantly the way He deserves it, and we send the peace and the blessings upon His final messenger and the seal of all prophets Muhammad, peace be upon him, his companions and all those who follow them on the righteous path until the day of judgment. Alhamdulillah, we have been able to accomplish quite a lot in this book of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah, the Shaykh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, with the explanation of Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih bin Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala wa rahimah Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah. And we were dealing with the names and attributes of Allah, and we had a few discussions here. The last one was the fact that the brain has no business when it comes to the chapter or the reality of names and attributes of Allah. So you don't reject something because you don't understand it, because there may be another person who understands it. So if every time our mind cannot understand an Islamic concept, we put it aside, then we might as well put away the whole deen. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed this deen with the truth for those people of knowledge who understand and explain to the people. If you don't understand, your job is to say what? Sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and we obey, and you mind your business. This was the last thing we were discussing, and then the Shaykh is going to summarize what was mentioned regarding that. He says, rahimahullah, after speaking about those who anytime they use their minds as a yardstick for measurement, if the name or the attribute seems, you know, logical to them, they say no problem, we accept. If it's otherwise, they reject it. The Shaykh says, وَالْحَاصِلْ أَنَّ الْعَقْلَ لَا مَجَالَ لَهُ فِي بَابِ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. And the bottom line is, the outcome of all this is that the mind has no business when it comes to the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَإِنْ قُلْتَ قَوْلَكَ هَذَا فَإِنْ قُلْتْ قَوْلُكَ هَذَا يُنَاقِدُ الْقُرْآنِ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا وَالتَّفْضِيرُ بَيْنَ شَيْءٍ وَآخَرَ مَرْجَعُهُ إِلَى الْعَقْلِ وقال الله عز وجل ولله المثل الأعلى وقال أفمن يخلق كمن لا يخلق أفلا تذكرون وأشباه ذلك مما يحيل الله به على العقل فيما يثبته لنفسه وما ينفيه عن الآلهة المدعات. This is dangerous now. He's presenting what could potentially be said by those who will reject this concept. You may say this statement of yours, which is the mind has no business in the names and attributes of Allah, someone may say, this statement of yours actually negates the Qur'an. Because Allah says in the Qur'an, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا. And who is better than Allah in judgment? Who is better than Allah in judgment? We will see how this is relevant. He says, and when you are being questioned, what do you use in order for you to prove that Allah is better in judgment? Your mind. Inevitably, while given the choice of preferring something over the other or favoring something over the other, it goes back to the mind. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and to Allah belongs, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَالَى, and to Allah belongs the highest example or the best example. And Allah says, أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقُ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. So is the one who creates equal to the one who does not create? Do you not take a reminder? وَأَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ. And other verses which Allah Azza wa Jal directs us towards using the mind in order to prove something or deny it, or deny it from the other gods. فَالْجَوَابُ أَن نَقُولَ إِنَّ الْعَقْلَ يُدْرِكُ مَا يَجِبُ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَيَمْتَنِعُ عَلَيْهِ عَلَى سَبِيلِ الْإِجْمَالِ لَا عَلَى سَبِيلِ التَّفْصِيلِ. He says, the answer to that is, we say that the mind is able to understand that which Allah Azza wa Jal can be attributed with, or that which can Allah cannot be attributed with, in general terms and not specific ones. Generally speaking, but not particularly speaking. فمثلا العقل يدرك بأن الرب لا بد أن يكون كامل الصفات. For example, the mind inevitably has to understand, or can understand, that the Lord has to be perfect in His attributes. Allah has to be the God, the creator of the heavens and earth, must be perfect in His attributes. لكن هذا لا يعني أن العقل يثبت كل صفة بعينها أو ينفيها. But that does not mean that the mind is able to affirm every attribute or deny it. Because that first one is general and the second one is specific. لكن يثبت أو ينفي على سبيل العموم أن الرب لا بد أن يكون كامل الصفات سالما من النقص. But the mind is able to generally judge or assume that Allah Azza wa Jal, the Lord, has to be complete and perfect in His attributes and free from any deficiencies. فمثلا يدرك بأنه لا بد أن يكون الرب سميعا بصيرا. قال إبراهيم لأبيه يا أبت لما تعبد ما لا يسمع ولا يبصر ولا يغني عنك شيئا. So that, for example, the mind must understand that his Lord must be all-hearing, all-seeing. Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام told his father, oh my father, ya abati, in a gentle way, although his father was a major kafir, which is a sign, which is a lesson for us on how to deal with the disbelievers and the parents particularly, if they happen to be of that kind. لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. Why do you worship that which does not hear or sees and does not benefit you, does not protect you from anything? It will not benefit you in any shape or form. وَلَا بُدَّ أَن يَكُونَ خَالِقًا. And Allah Azza wa Jal, and here when He said, why do you worship that which cannot hear or see? Meaning, you should worship the one who can hear or see. When He is criticizing these gods for lacking these qualities, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal has them. Otherwise, there will be no point in criticism. If Allah Azza wa Jal could not hear or see Himself, Jalla wa Ala, and Ibrahim criticized his father for doing that, then he would be criticizing Allah. But the fact that he criticized him for not being able to hear or listen, to hear or see, that means Allah Azza wa Jal can hear or see. But that doesn't apply all the time. That does not apply all the time. Because in another occasion in Surah As-Saffat, Ibrahim told these gods, أَفَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Shall you not eat? That doesn't mean that Allah Azza wa Jal eats. But this is because they presented food to them. They hear, you have to... No problem, sir. Here you have to understand it in the context. The mushrikeen used to put food in front of their gods. So here Ibrahim is mocking them. And why don't you eat? It doesn't mean that it's among the attributes of God that he must eat. Notice, so just in case you got confused. Now, Wallahu A'lam. Hey. ولا بد أن يكون خالقا. He must be the creator. Your mind must understand that God must be the creator. لأن الله قال أفمن يخلق كمن لا يخلق. Is the one who creates equal to the one who does not create? سورة النحل verse 17. والذين يدعون من دون الله لا يخلقون شيئا. In سورة النحل verse 20, Allah says, and those whom they call on besides Allah do not create anything. Nothing. Not even a fly. عليكم السلام. أهلا. أي نعم. يدرك هذا ويدرك بأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يمتنع أن يكون حادثا بعد العدم لأنه نقص. So the mind understands that. Likewise, the mind understands that Allah, glory be to Him, and high above He is above His creation, high above He is in everything actually. It is impossible for him to exist after not existing, because this is deficiency. If you didn't exist and you had to be brought into existence, meaning someone is greater than you, otherwise you would not need to be brought. The fact that we were brought is an indication that there's a force or a power that goes beyond you to bring you about. So if that was the case, then that could not be God. But Allah Azza wa Jal does not have this particular quality. There was nothing before Allah. And no one brought Allah into existence, Azza wa Jal. وَلِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى مُحْتَجًا عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ يَعْبُدُونَ الْأَصْنَامِ وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. إذن يمتنع أن يكون الخالق حادثا بالعقل. And Allah Azza wa Jal refuted those who worship the idols by saying, and those whom they call on besides Allah do not create anything and themselves are created. Then, so it is becomes impossible that the Creator came into existence after not existing. And the mind refuses that. طيب العقل أيضا يدرك بأن كل صفة نقص فهي ممتنعة عن الله. Likewise, the mind understands or can comprehends that every attribute of deficiency is impossible to be given to Allah. Any deficiency cannot be attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal. لأن الرب لا بد أن يكون كاملا, because the Lord must be perfect. فيدرك بأن الله عز وجل مسلوب عنه العجز لأنه صفة نقص. So he understands that Allah عز وجل cannot be incapable, because that indicates deficiency. إذا كان الرب عاجزا وعصي وأراد أن يعاقب الذي عصاه وهو عاجز فلا يمكن. If the Lord was incapable of doing some things and he was disobeyed, and he wanted to punish the one that disobeyed him, and he's unable to do it, then he is no longer, this is impossible. You no longer be a God. إذا العقل يدرك بأن العجز لا يمكن أن يوصف الله به. So the mind understands that incapability is something that Allah cannot be described with. والعمى كذلك, and blindness likewise. والصم والصمم كذلك, and deafness likewise. والجهل, and ignorance. Although the Christians, by the way, do not fall short on attributing all of these things to God, because according to Christianity, God felt helpless when he seen his creation continuing to sin and sin and sin without stopping, in which he had to come up with this idea of having the begotten son who's going to die for the sins of the blah 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 blah. Because of that, unable, just helpless, what's wrong with these people? So some of them actually believe that God had to become a man in order to come and see how does these people feel, how are the humans, how do the humans function, how come they keep sinning, something really outrageous, you know. How could God be ignorant about his creation while he created them? How could he not know their affair? Subhanallah. But if Allah does not give someone light, then they will have no light. Hey. وهكذا على سبيل العموم ندرك ذلك, لكن على سبيل التفصيل لا يمكن أن ندركه فنتوقف فيه على السمع. He says, and such every general attribute we may understand with our minds, but not in details, not specifications, just generally speaking, as we have given, as the Shaykh gave some examples. He says that which we are unable to, then this we can only refer to sam'. What is intended by sam' is listening, and what is intended by listening is textual evidences. Textual evidences, because you can only understand these things by hearing what Allah said in the Quran or the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith. So this is what intended by sam' here. سؤال, هل كل ما هو كمال فينا يكون كمالا في حق الله, وهل كل ما هو نقص فينا يكون نقصا في حق الله. A question arises: is every perfection that is in us inevitably a perfection in Allah, or a perfection with Allah? And is every deficiency in us, does every deficiency in us indicate that it is deficiency in the right of Allah? I know this is a rough translation, but we will see what is intended by that. I don't know how to translate it better than that. المهم, الجواب لا, لأن المقياس في الكمال والنقص ليس باعتبار ما يضاف للإنسان لظهور الفرق بين الخالق والمخلوق, لكن باعتبار الصفة من حيث هي صفة, فكل صفة كمال فهي ثابتة لله سبحانه وتعالى. طيب, the answer is no, because the standards of perfection and deficiency are not to be understood in that which is attributed to the humans, because of the large difference between the creator and the creation. So it's not, that there is no grounds for comparison for you to assume that whatever is perfect in the son of Adam is perfect in Allah, and likewise whatever is deficient then is deficient in the right of Allah, because there's no comparison between the creator and the creation. Of course, based on the verse, laysa kamithli shay, there's nothing like unto him. But it is to be understood in pertaining to the attribute itself, being an attribute. ف So every attribute of perfection, then it is affirmed to Allah Azza wa Jal. Every attribute of perfection is confirmed and affirmed to Allah Azza wa Jal. فَالْأَكْلُ وَالشُّرْبُ بِالنِّسْبَةِ لِلْخَالِقِ نَقْصِ. But he will explain, now we will understand what is intended by all this. For instance, eating and drinking, if it is attributed to the Creator, is deficiency. لَأَنَّ سَبَبَهُمَا الْحَاجَةِ. Because the reason why is need. The reason why you eat and drink is because you have need. You're thirsty, as I am right now, and I need to drink some water, bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Or you're hungry, you know, or your desire, you want to have a, you know, nice burger, even if you're full. Sometimes we do that. After we ate so much, you see something you like and you can't breathe anymore, you still sit down and eat because it looks nice. Anyways, this is an indication of deficiency in the son of Adam. Wallahu ta'ala ghaniyun amma siwa. Allah is self-sufficient from everything else besides him. لكن هما بالنسبة للمخلوق كمال. But these two qualities, eating and drinking, pertaining to the creation, it's a perfection. It means a perfection. لهذا إذا كان الإنسان لا يأكل لابد أن يكون عليلا بمرض أو نحوه فهذا مرض. Because if a person doesn't eat, he must be sick or something is wrong with him, and this is deficiency. So him being able to eat and drink indicates that he is in his perfect condition as the son of Adam, as a human. But if we were to attribute that to Allah, this is deficiency. Now you understand the question? So is everything that is perfect when it comes to a human must be perfect for Allah? No. Because eating and drinking is such for us. But if it's attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal, then no. But وَالنَّوْمُ بِالنِّسْبَةِ لِلْخَالِقِ نَقْصِ وَلِلْمَخْلُوقِ كَمَالِ فَظَهْرَ الْفَرْقِ. And sleeping, if it is to be attributed to the Creator, then this is deficiency. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمُ. No slumberness or no sleep Azza wa Jal takes over Allah Azza wa Jal. But for the creation, it's perfection. You need to sleep. If you didn't sleep, they will say you have what do you call this? Insomnia? What was that? The insomaniac? That was the show. Insomnia, whatever the name of the thing, man. Back in Jahiliyyah, man. Excuse me. That guy was lousy. Him and his silly show. A'udhu billah, mughadha billah. Tayyib. So, you know, this is the difference between them. التكبر كمال الخالق ونقص المخلوق. Likewise, being, well, I don't know if we could really translate it as arrogance now. But here, this is the rough. If it's for the Creator, it's praiseworthy. But for the human, it's deficiency. So Allah is arrogant in the sense that no one is like Him. And He is the controller. There's nothing greater than Allah. So, you know, He has that. But for the son of Adam, we don't have that. So now we're doing the other side. لأنه لا يتم الجلال والعظمة إلا بالتكبر. Because greatness and might cannot be established except with the arrogance. You know what I'm saying? You have to have it. And this is only for Allah to have this particular quality, not for us. حتى تكون السيطرة كاملة ولا أحد ينزع. So the domination or the dominance, excuse me, the dominance will be encompassing, and there'll be no one to compete for it. This is only for Allah. Has to have this quality in order for His, you know, for Him to dominate completely, and no one can come and say nothing. So you have to have this particular quality. ولهذا توعد الله تعالى من ينازعه الكبرياء والعظمة قال من نزعني واحدا منهما عذبته. He says that's why Allah threatened anyone who tries to compete with Allah regarding that. And it comes in the Hadith Qudsi. So whomever tries to compete with Allah regarding that, then he will punish him. نعم. So we have to be humble, and Allah Azza wa Jal is the له الكبرياء, right? المتكبر. فالمهم أنه ليس كل كمال في المخلوق يكون كمالا في الخالق ولا كل نقص في المخلوق يكون نقصا في الخالق. إذا كان الكمال أو النقص اعتباريا. So the important thing here is that not every perfection or that which perfects the son of Adam is also the same thing with Allah, makes Allah perfect. Likewise, not every deficiency in the creation makes Allah Azza wa Jal deficient. طيب. So perfection or deficiency is depending on the situation. It's depending on the actual thing. It's not to be generally understood without specifying. هذه ستة مباحث تحت قوله وما وصف به نفسه. These are six discussions we had under the title what from the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah that we believe in Allah, the way he described himself, the way Allah described himself in the Quran or in the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وكلها مباحث هامة وقدمناها بين يدي العقيدة لأنه سينبني عليها ما يأتي إن شاء الله تعالى. And all of them are important discussions, and we have presented them before we begin with the actual عقيدة, the creed, because everything that we will take إن شاء الله is actually built upon this foundation. This is the foundation of everything that we will be dealing. Now, وقوله وبما وصفه به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we believe in Allah and Allah's names and attributes, and we believe in what the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, had described Allah with. وَوَصَفَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَوَصْفُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِرَبِّهِ يَنْقَسِمُ إِلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَقْسَامٍ إِمَّا بِالْقَوْلِ أَوْ بِالْفِعْلِ أَوْ بِالْإِقْرَارِ. And the description of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم to his Lord is divided into three categories: either a statement, or an action, or acknowledgement. Now this is important, because by the way, although this is applies to the names and attributes of Allah, this applies to the Sunnah. So the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is actually derived from three elements: either a statement that he said ﷺ, or an action that he did, or an acknowledgement, which is someone doing something in his presence and he does not reprimand them, he does not correct them. So even if he didn't do it, or he didn't say it, that itself becomes the sunnah because of the acknowledgement of the Prophet ﷺ. Does anyone have an example that he can share with us from the sunnah of sunnah taqririyah, ما يسمى بالسنة التقريرية, an acknowledged sunnah, an acknowledged sunnah? Anyone knows? Something that wasn't said by the Prophet ﷺ, it wasn't done by him, but it happened in his presence, and he said it's all good.
The Sahaba, they were eating the human.
طيب, that's not a sunnah though. Eating that is from the mubah, from the adat, from the customs in the dunya, the affairs of the dunya. It's not an act of worship to either dhab or otherwise. Maybe that. We don't know whether I don't know that any narration narrated that Rasulullah then prayed the sunnah after Maghrib, but the companions used to do it. Another simpler one is Bilal radiallahu anhu and the two rak'ahs used to pray after the wudu. Right? And Rasulullah said, "I heard your steps in Jannah and such and such and such. What is it that you do?" He didn't, you know, it wasn't something that he seen the Prophet doing. He was doing it, he acknowledged it. So that became a sunnah taqririya. And as we will see in the book, the slave girl, when asked where is Allah, she said, "Allahu fi sama," Allah is above the heavens. The Prophet ﷺ acknowledged it. He did not necessarily say it, neither did he do anything, although there are other narrations. But in this particular narration, this is an acknowledged sunnah, where something was said in his presence and he left it like that. We will see what that means eventually, inshallah. Al-Muhim. أَمَّا بِالْقَوْلِ فَكَثِيرٌ مِثِلْ رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ تَقَدَّسَ أَسْمُكَ أَمْرُكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. As for the statements, because now we're saying that the way the Prophet ﷺ described Allah with in the Sunnah is three ways: statement, action, acknowledgement. As for the examples of statement, yes, he said we have many, like the statement, "Our Lord Allah who is in the heavens, your name may be holified." Well, this actually is a strange statement, because this is what the, I don't know about the authenticity of this particular statement, but so we will leave that alone. We could just use anything else. Or when you say لا ومقلب القلوب, or the Prophet used to say no, nay, but he would swear, nay, and by the one who turns the hearts around, meaning from belief to disbelief, or from, you know, righteousness to wickedness and what have you. As the Prophet used to say, اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. نعم. وأما بالفعل فهو أقل من القول. As for the statement, then it is the action is considered lesser than the statement. So the action of the Prophet ﷺ is lesser than the statement. مثل إشارته إلى السماء يستشهد الله على إقرار أمته بالبلاغ. Such as the Prophet ﷺ pointing to the heavens, seeking the witness, seeking Allah bearing witness to the fact that he had conveyed the message to his ummah. وهذا في حجة الوداع في عرفة. This was during حجة الوداع, the farewell pilgrimage in عرفة. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم خطب الناس وقال ألا هل بلغت. He gave خطبة to the people. Then he told them, Have I not conveyed? They said, نعم ثلاث مرات. Yes, three times. قال اللهم اشهد. اللهم اشهد. اللهم اشهد. The Prophet ﷺ said, Oh Allah, bear witness. Oh Allah, bear witness. Oh Allah, bear witness. يرفع إصبعه إلى السماء وينكتها إلى الناس. He would raise his finger to the heavens and then he would point it towards the people. فرفع إصبعه إلى السماء هذا وصف لله تعالى بالعلو عن طريق الفعل. So him عليه الصلاة والسلام raising his finger towards the heavens is describing Allah with transcendency through the action. Transcendency meaning being high above.
Yes.
So here, his action with his finger is describing Allah with being above his creation. Otherwise, if his belief system, as those common today, or like this Harun Yahya, may Allah guide him, be careful of receiving any knowledge from this individual who may have some scientific, you know, information, but when it comes to this particular issue, he has some dangerous statements. He says those stupid people who say that Allah is above his creation, and then he goes on to mention his opinion, basically describing the Prophet ﷺ and the companions and all the a'imma as being stupid, and he's the one who figured it out. Hey, so the Prophet ﷺ here was raising his finger, indicating that Allah is above. If he was everywhere, he would have said, Oh Allah, bear witness. He would look around, because Allah, according to them, Allah is everywhere in his creation. They say Allah has mixed with his creation wahdat al-wujud, extreme Sufism. Extreme Sufism. Anyways, so here the Prophet ﷺ clearly, man, saying, Oh Allah, what else do you want? What else do you, I don't understand. But anyways, some people still deny these things because they say the mind doesn't accept it. وجاء رجل وهو يخطب الناس يوم الجمعة قال يا رسول الله هلكت الأموال فرفع يديه وهذا أيضا وصف لله بالعلو عن طريق الفعل. And once the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was delivering a khutbah on Jum'ah and a man came to him, he said, Oh Messenger of Allah, the wealth has been destroyed. Why? Because of lack of rain. That time there was drought. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم raised his hands. Again, this is describing Allah with the attribute of transcendency or being above his creation through the action. Otherwise you would have said, but he raised his hands to Allah Azza wa Jalla. By nature you go up. You don't need anyone to teach you. وغير ذلك أو وغير ذلك من الأحاديث التي فيها فعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ذكر صفة من صفات الله. And other narrations where we have an action of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم whenever an attribute of Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioned. وأحيانا يذكر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عليه الصلاة والسلام الصفة من صفات الله بالقول ويؤكدها بالفعل وذلك حينما تلا قوله تعالى إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا فوضع إبهامه على أذنه اليمنى والتي تليها على عينه وهذا إثبات للسمع والبصر بالقول والفعل. And sometimes the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while speaking about an attribute of Allah, he will confirm it with an action of his alayhi salatu salam. For example, when he recited the statement of Allah, Inna Allah kana sami'an basira, verily Allah was and is and always will be sami'an, although it comes in the past in the Arabic. Kana sami'an basira, was all hearing, all seeing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went like this. He put his thumb on his ear and his index finger on his eye, indicating that Allah hears and he sees. Now of course, he's not saying that this is what Allah looks like, that we understand that, because he's the same one who's teaching laysa kamithlihi shay, there's nothing like Allah, but indication that it's real hearing and real seeing. And we know that Allah Azza wa Jal has these particular attributes. So this is him affirming hearing and seeing with statement and action alayhi salatu wasalam. وحينئذ نقول إن إثبات الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم للصفات يكون بالقول ويكون بالفعل مجتمعين ومنفردين. So with that we say that the affirmation of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to the attributes of Allah may be in a statement or in an action, or they may come with one another, or they may be separated. أما الإقرار, as for acknowledgement, فهو قليل بالنسبة لما قبله. Now hold on a second now, just so I can clarify something. Earlier we said the action, and I said it's lesser than statement, not in terms of being used as an evidence, in terms of how many evidences we have. Meaning the most we have is statements regarding the names and attributes of Allah. Lesser than the statements we have are actions, and lesser than all that are the acknowledgements. But all of them are equal to be used as the sunnah. Although some of the fuqaha have made a distinction, which is stronger. Some of them say that the statement is stronger than the action. Some, Allahu alam about the discussion. But the fuqaha have deduced which is stronger in terms of evidence. When they have two narrations that they say, okay, the fi'l, the action takes precedence over the statement. Allahu alam. This is not of our business, not of a class. Ask Dr. Yahya. Hey, amma al-iqrar, acknowledgement is lesser than the two mentioned before, which is the statement or the action. مثل إقراره الجارية التي سألها أين الله قالت في السماء فأقرها وقال أعتقها. Like the Prophet ﷺ asking the slave girl, where is Allah? She said في السماء. So he acknowledged it and he told the man, which was معاوية رضي الله عنه, أعتقها, let her free. Free her. You know this incident, we will come across this particular hadith, which is either in Bukhari or Muslim. Famous hadith used by Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, without a doubt, beyond a doubt, that Allah Azza wa Jal is above the creation. Because it's clear like the sun. It will come in the book, inshallah, in this chapter. وكإقراره الحبر من اليهود الذي جاء وقال للرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام إننا نجد أن الله يجعل السماوات على إصبع والأرضين على إصبع والثرى على إصبع أو إصبع إلى آخر الحديث, عفوا, على إصبع. فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تصديقا لقوله وهذا إقرار. All we have the acknowledgement of the Prophet ﷺ to one of the scholars of the Jews who came to him and said, it was said to us that Allah will make on the Day of Judgment, He will put the heavens on one finger, and the earth is on one finger, and the earth or where the people are buried, the sand, barakallahu fiqh, on one finger until the end of the narration. So the Prophet ﷺ smiled. He smiled at that statement, meaning he's acknowledging it. Otherwise, you would have told him, fear Allah. That is incorrect. Allah would have revealed the verse, as it happened in other occasions, where somebody will say something and Allah Azza wa Jalla will reveal the refutation right then and there. So when the Prophet ﷺ smiled, acknowledging it. Now, remember, there's nothing like Allah. And this is in the Quran, وَالسَّمَوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ, and the heavens will be folded by Allah Azza wa Jalla in His right hand. So, this is on the Day of Judgment. وَإِذَا قَالَ قَائِلْ مَا وَجْهُ وُجُوبِ الْإِيمَانِ بِمَا وَصَفَ الرَّسُولُ بِهِ رَبَّهِ أَوْ مَا دَلِيلُ. If someone said, okay, based on what are we going to believe, what is the evidence that we must believe what the Prophet ﷺ described Allah with? What's your evidence that we must believe in his statement? Because some, these people called the Qur'aniyun, the Qur'anis. These are the people who say we don't believe the Sunnah. Only the Qur'an. Because the Qur'an has been blah, blah, blah. But the hadith, there's weak and there's strong, and there's a hadith sahih, hadith da'if, wa'il-akhiri. They say there's much, much chaos there. So we leave it alone altogether. These people must have failed to understand that the Qur'an came from the hadith. In the mutawatir hadith. Continuously being recited and repeated. Otherwise, if you cannot believe in the chain of narrators, then how did you receive the Quran? The Quran must have received in the same fashion as the hadith. It's the same thing, except one was put in a book and compiled and done, and the other one was among the scholars who also compiled it in books. So they're equal in terms of being a reference, but these people don't understand. المهم نقول دليل قوله تعالى, the evidence is the same of Allah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل. It's the same of Allah. All you who believe in Allah and His Messenger and the book which He has descended upon Him, upon his messenger and the book that he has revealed or descended before. وكل آية فيها ذكر أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام مبلغ فهي دالة على وجوب قبول ما أخبر به من صفات الله. And every verse in the Quran that mentions that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's job is to convey the message to the people is an evidence that we must believe in what he عليه الصلاة والسلام told us regarding the attributes of Allah. لأنه أخبر بها وبلغها إلى الناس, because he spoke about it and he conveyed it to the people. وكل ما أخبر به فهو تبليغ من الله. And everything that he conveyed to the people was given to him first by Allah. So at the end of the day, it goes back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether it's through the Prophet ﷺ or otherwise, it's from Allah. So how can you accept some and reject some? أتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض. Shall you believe in some of the book and disbelieve in the other? It's all from Allah. وما ينطق عن الهوى. He does not speak of his own desire. نعم. ولأن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أعلم الناس بالله وأنصح الناس لعباد الله وأصدق الناس فيما قال وأفصح الناس في التعبير. And because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most knowledgeable person about Allah, no one knows Allah more than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He spoke to Allah azza wa jalla where no one ever reached, not even the angels. Hey, and he is the one who has the most sincere advice, the most concern regarding the slaves of Allah, and the one who is most truthful in his statements alayhi salatu wasalam, and the one who is the most eloquent in his speech. فاجتمع في حقه من صفات القبول أربعة. So in him is a combination of four things, four qualities: knowledge, العلم, والنصح, advice, sincerity and advice, والصدق, truthfulness, والبيان, and the ability to eloquence, or the ability to clarify things. From the word يعني يبين الشيء, make it clear for the people. فيجب علينا أن نقبل كل ما أخبر به عن ربه. So it is compulsory upon us to accept everything that he told us about his Lord. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ, and it is Allah. وَأَفْصَحْ وَأَنْصَحْ وَأَعْلَمْ مِنْ أُولَٰئِكَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ تَبِعَهُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهُوَ وَاللَّهِ نعم وَهُوَ وَاللَّهِ أَفْصَحْ وَأَنْصَحْ وَأَعْلَمْ مِنْ أُولَٰئِكَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ تَبِعَهُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ مِنَ الْمَنَاطِقَ وَالْفَلَاسِفَةِ. ومع هذا يقول سبحانك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. He says, and by Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more eloquent and more sincere in his advice and more knowledgeable than these philosophers and the people of talk, the people who, Ahlul Kalam, those who always want to inject their ideologies and their logic, or so-called logic, really lack of logic, into the textual evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah. He was much more knowledgeable than them, عليه الصلاة والسلام. So who do you take? Do you take him or you take them? He says, and what that he used to say, glory be to you, I cannot encompass you with praise as you have praised yourself. Although the Prophet had all these, he used to say to Allah, لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. I cannot, if I want to praise you, I do not know enough to praise you with better than that which you praise yourself with. Subhanallah. قوله من غير تحريف ولا تعطيل ومن غير تكييف ولا تمثيل. Now we will dwell into the depth of the deviance of those who have been misguided from the understanding of the righteous predecessors of this ummah, which is those who fell into tahrif, وتعطيل, and تكييف وتمثيل. تحريف is to misinterpret, تعطيل is to reject or deny, تكييف is to give an example of how, like how is the attribute, how did Allah rise above His throne, how did Allah such and such, this is what is meant by تكييف. وتمثيل, resembling Allah to His creation. The thing that make the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah distinct from the rest of the groups is that although we believe in what Allah Azza wa Jal had described Himself with, and that was the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described with, but, because many also claim the same thing, but we do not have any misinterpreting the verse or the hadith, or denying the verse or the hadith, or resembling Allah to His creation in the verse or in the hadith, or saying that it is done in such fashion or such fashion. This is what is the fine line, really, between accepting everything from the Quran and the Sunnah upon the clear understanding, or between dwelling into these darknesses. Because you will see, inshallah, as we continue, that there's major darkness there. People are straight up on philosophy. And this was not introduced until the Muslims, when they were started spreading among the lands, around the time of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, before Ibn Taymiyyah, but Ibn Taymiyyah had suffered with these people particularly. This is why these books were written, where the Muslims started picking up the philosophies of the Greek and what have you, and they were trying to eject them in the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, trying to bring more flavor, you know? They're trying to be cool. Say, oh look, and nowadays many people do the same thing with science. Anytime they come up with a scientific theory, they say, oh look, it's in the Quran. You know, the Twin Towers, they said, oh, verse, I don't know, in the Quran mentions two buildings or something. If they try any event that happens, they want to excite the people and try to bring, you know, a flavor to the meal. The reality is we don't need to do that. We have sufficient, we're sufficient, we're self-sufficient. And we are in no need to try to flavor things up, man. We have plenty. If you accept, whomever believes, it's for himself. Whomever disbelieves, it's a let him not believe. You know? You don't kill yourself over those who don't believe. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. So perhaps you may kill yourself over these people. If they don't believe in this narrative, in this Qur'an, أَسَفًا. Too bad. Don't believe. Because who will lose? Them. You bring the truth. You present the truth with wisdom, with good preaching. Sometimes you have to know who you're speaking to. You don't grab a non-Muslim and say, let me tell you, jihad in Islam is one of the greatest things. We are supposed to kill the infidels and non-Muslims. Oh, 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 this is what I've been running away from, right? You know, that's a fact. But that you don't do that in the beginning. You have to go in the steps. When a person understands who Allah is, and he becomes a believer, and he realizes this is from Allah, then he will understand what jihad is and the rulings of jihad, and it's not a joke. That is something from Islam. Some articles that I receive in the email, they try to delete jihad from Islam. They don't speak about it. Peace, 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 peace. Peace, peace, peace. Islam, peace is like, yeah, Shaykh, Islam is not that much peace, Habibi. It's nice, nice, but don't lie. Don't lie, because if this person becomes a Muslim, and then he reads the chapter of jihad in Sahih Bukhari, he's going to say, hold on, man. I don't want to be a Muslim no more. You lied to me. Right or wrong? Possible. They read a verse in the Quran about, you know, faqtul al-mushrikeen, kill the disbelievers. He will say, hey, you are lying to me. And you don't need to do that. We mention these things, but we have to explain the context in which they were mentioned in. But we don't deny anything from the Quran and the Sunnah to please some disbeliever. Because believe me, had there been goodness in them, Allah will guide them regardless. People still enter into Islam with these verses in the Quran and with the book of jihad and the Sunnah. People still become Muslims. It doesn't stop them why there's goodness in these people. Those who don't have goodness, they will always try to look for faults. Don't worry about them. Don't try to remove things from Islam to please these people. You know? This is very important nowadays in da'wah, because sometimes you get shocked when a person becomes a Muslim and he realizes things, and you know, Allah knows best if he will go back and apostate. Then it's a bigger problem. Because that is a worse punishment than being a non-Muslim, where you become a Muslim and you leave Islam. So, Wallahu A'lam. والحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وسلم كثيرة verse page 40 إن شاء الله. نعم. No. Hold on a second. I'm speaking about the legality of jihad in Islam. As for particular places in this, you need muftis. You need أهل العلم who have foresight. You know, who see. But how do I know? I don't know much. Of course. Whether it's legit or not, of course we know that if the Muslims are being attacked, it becomes fard ayn on the people there to defend themselves and the honor in Islam.
Yes.
But this is for the Ahl al-Ilm to give a fatwa, a verdict about it. So,
the people in Iraq now, their country, in Iraq.
Hey, but it's not about the country, it's about kalimatullah. It's supposed to be for the word of Allah, for the religion to be high above.
Yes.
Not for a nationalism or, you know, patriotic war.
Yes.
So this is the difference here. So that's why this is a very discussion that is beyond me. Barakallahu feek.
What about our brothers in Palestine? What about their
Allahu alam. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.